Time.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM HD1 Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
An iHeart Radio station.
Come here, you two little. Get out of here, you little butt. Got my heart beating in the world, cause I'm not sure if you're a Tom or a girl. Hey, bird, you're a tasty dish. Hand me that bone, I'm gonna make a wish. Cause I like your thighs and I dig your skin. I can't wait until we dig right in. Your white meat in a golden cold. Let's go sailing in my gravy boat. We pumped you up, we fed you well. Your time is up, the axe just fell. Gobble, gobble, I love your breast. Gobble, gobble, your stuffing's the best. Gobble, gobble, now where'd he go? Hot bird, I love you so. Come here, little fella, come on, supper time. Come on, supper ready, come on in here. Gobble, gobble, they broke your neck. Gobble, gobble, so you can't even pet. Gobble, gobble, your head went heave-ho. Hot bird, I love you so. Well, that fool bird thought it could outsmart me, huh? Not a chance. My brain's twice the size of his. Candy yams. And some stuffing with clams. I want some mashed potatoes and some lima beans. I want a fresh roll bathed in sour cream. Cause I love your breast. Delicious.
All right, who's leaving vacation on the table? 877-901-0957. Melissa in Seattle, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Okay. How many vacation days do you have?
It's not me. It's actually my mom, and she hoards them. So she has, like, because she's been there so long, she has, like, months of vacation. I finally told her if she wasn't going to take weeks off, that she needed to start taking at least Fridays off.
Nice.
Yeah, and so that, after, you know, that's 52 Fridays in a year, so.
So it was driving you nuts that your mom wouldn't use her vacation.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it would go, she would lose it.
So she,
after
she,
a while, you lose it.
Okay, so she's not just hoarding them and stocking it up. She's actually
hoarding them and losing.
She's losing it completely.
Well, half and half, because half of it she can carry over, but half of it goes away after the new year or the new whatever the new schedule.
Is it because she loves what she does and doesn't want to not go to work?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, she does love what she does, but it's not to that. I mean, they make her angry there, too. So.
All right. Thank you. Stephanie and Burien, how are you doing on vacation days? You got a lot?
Well, it's actually my husband, and he gets 4 weeks of vacation. And we actually are using 1 week, but the other 3 weeks, he gets to cash them in for a bonus at the end of the year.
By the way, several people texted about this. Some employers let you trade vacation for cash, and your husband's employer is one of them.
Correct.
Do you mind? Can you give me an idea, at least what kind of profession it is? Do they make big things, the silver tubes that fly in the sky?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. By the way, that's always the first guess, and it's right often.
Yeah. Zeppelin manufacturing.
Zeppelins. So now he's kind of cheating you, isn't he?
Pardon?
He's kind of cheating you out of quality time together, isn't he?
Well, no, because he gets, like, every holiday off. So when we have a holiday, he just asks for a sick day because he also has six days.
So he pretends to be sick enough, and the holidays are included, and he uses 1 week, and he gets the rest as a kind of a cash kickback.
Correct.
I love
it. You guys are working the system like, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. So you don't feel, but don't you ever wish you had those other few weeks to go do something?
Not really, because right now we're kind of low on cash too, so the bonuses do help at the end of the year.
All right, the bonuses help. Thank you very much.
I don't want to sound naive, but if you like your job, then that sounds like a great deal.
It does. John in Fife. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Do you need some help calling your boss?
you know, I'd like to, but I'm actually one of the bosses, so I can't call my boss, and he would just claim that it's my fault that I'm not taking my vacation. But
All right, back up a little bit, by the way. And by the way, the offer, I didn't think anyone would take us up on the offer, because if you're already nervous about talking to your boss, hiring the frickin' frack morning show to talk to your boss is
waka,
kind of,
waka.
It's kind of worse than doing it yourself.
Oh, just soft.
Isn't that right, Barfo?
Barfo the seal says you're screwing your boy over.
Yeah, we're likely to get you fired.
And I don't need another one.
All right, I got you. So, but let's hear the story, John. What do you do?
I'm in management for a company that makes widgets that go on silver tube things.
The silver tube things that fly to the sky.
Silver tube things.
But you're a tube widgeter.
You're a company that makes these widgets, not the company that actually puts the things together.
Exactly.
Got it. And exactly. You're one of the bosses. How much vacation time are you supposed to get?
Right now, I just looked at my paycheck stub. I have 186 hours, so a little over a month.
You have a month's vacation backed up. Like Joe's colon after a big cheese party. Wow.
Cheese party.
Last year I gave back 140, and the company that I work for, you know, we've got locations in California and Illinois. They pay out there if you don't use it, because it's the law. Washington is not the law, so they don't have to.
So you lost 140 hours last year. You got no compensation. It just evaporated on you.
Nothing at all. Exactly.
Wow. So, in Washington, by the way, if you buy a gift card at Jack in the Box, it can never expire. But and I thought we were very friendly to workers, but your workers' vacation can expire in Washington.
Yep.
Wow.
What are you looking at losing come January 1st? Anything?
Well, you know, I'm probably going to try to take 2 or 3 weeks off in December, but I'll probably end up giving back about 90.
Isn't that like a 10% pay cut you're giving yourself?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But you've got it, you know, the way the economy is now, if you don't do it, if you, you know, somebody else is willing to come in and do your job for less, so
wow.
You do what you got to do to survive.
Survey says that workers are hesitant to ask for vacations. 40% are hesitant. A third of American workers feel guilty, nervous, or stressed when they're on vacation.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I'm one of the 40%. I'm one of the 33%.
All right.
So you're an employee and a manager.
Yep.
Do me a favor. Put the phone on the other hand. Put it up to the other ear for a minute.
The employee hand.
Yeah. Let me know when your manager's on the line. Is this the manager?
Yeah.
You're really screwing your boy over there. How long do you think you can stand up to this kind of pressure? Look at him. Look in his eyes. Look at he's a defeated man. Look in his eyes.
He's a schizophrenic, for God's sake.
Look at him. I hope you don't have any firearms or heavy machinery around there.
Yeah, the bad thing is I make all my guys take their vacation.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You're a good boss. You're a leader.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, give the employee back the phone again.
All right.
Is this the employee?
Yes, this is now the employee again.
That guy's a psychopathic freakwad. Yeah. He's got split personalities. I'd quit. I'd turn him in.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So
glad we couldn't help.
Back to work.
That's nice. Thanks, John. That was gutsy of you.
You know, here's a guy. He says, in this economy, I can't do it. I can't take the time off. Yep. I've negotiated. I can't spend the time with my family that they deserve because this stuff's so bad.
Lots of information on the text. First of all, this is the first year in four that I get Thanksgiving off. How about that? My company pays out vacation days, so a lot of people don't take them and opt instead for the cash. Somebody else says, my job is cutting hours, so we're using vacation to supplement the loss in pay. Somebody else is quoting their boss. For Christmas this year, I want you to not take your annual family vacation. Yeah. Somebody else is saying,
put that to music. This is my Christmas week.
Yeah. My boss believes that people should work 365 days a year. The only days we're closed are Christmas Day and Turkey Day. By the way, in case you're wondering, I work for a small insurance agency.
Boss is a turkey. Every day is turkey day when you go into that boss.
And then a couple other people who own businesses piped in with the same kind of comment that it's too hard for them to take a vacation, but they want their employees to take vacation.
All right. 1 in 10 adults, and I love Joe's picks the great surveys. 1 in 10 adults still sleeps with a teddy bear. 1 in 10.
Adult?
It's a European survey, so I don't know if it applies in the U.S.
done by IKEA, though, and they don't sell teddy bears, so they got no vested interest.
No, they sleep with meatballs there.
10% of adults, 1 in 10, says still sleep with teddy bears. We'll give a prize to the first person who admits they sleep with a teddy bear. 877-901-0957.
Are we counting blankies and all sorts of things, or specifically a teddy bear? That says, could be a stuffed animal.
Says teddy bear, but you know, feel free to call.
If you take something fuzzy to bed on a regular basis to make you feel better, I think that counts.
Hi, Kelly.
Well, yeah. Other than and then your
you're
partner.
A bear.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're fuzzy.
Wife call. All right. The survey found that 70% of people don't think they get enough sleep. 70% don't think they get enough sleep, and 57% say they have trouble falling asleep most nights. Most nights. Here are tactics that people use to try to fall asleep. 10% try checking email. Here's why that's kind of counterproductive. It has been also proven in a scientific study that computer screens cast a bright white light that has all colors in it and signals to the brain that it is the middle of the day.
Especially iPads, right? iPads and iPhones?
iPads are terrible for going to sleep. I once took an iPad to bed because, I'll just read myself to sleep.
There was an app for that, huh?
Thankfully, it was the weekend, and Lisa was like next to me, and she falls asleep in like 8 seconds always. And I'm reading, the Wall Street Journal, and it's like next thing I know, it's 3 a.m, and I'm going, why can't I fall asleep? And I think it was just the bright light.
Sure.
26% listen to soothing music to fall asleep. I've never done that. Have you done that?
Not since I was a kid. I used to fall asleep with the radio on every night. But
I do that every night?
Not these days.
I put on one of those Comcast music channels.
No kidding.
The Soundscape channel, set real low, and with a timer on my TV to turn off after I've fallen asleep.
18% say sex will help you fall asleep.
Without question. For me.
Without a partner.
Oh, your wife, too.
Is this where we pause their joke and talk about sex?
No. It's not, I mean, if there's true insomnia, and I got to hand it to my lovely wife, she...
You have to hand it to her? Well, does she know where it is?
But she knows. Okay. That's one thing that will, you know, that will knock me out. I mean, if you got too much on your mind...
Get the image out of my brain. Ow. That's good. No, I think that's sweet.
That's great.
Very romantic of you. Van Halen is doing something new. They're doing a new record. If there were any doubts about Van Halen working on a new album, and by the way, it's with David Lee Roth.
Well, that'll put people to sleep. That's good.
This makes it official. They've reportedly signed a new record deal with Interscope. It includes touring, merchandising, marketing, and recording. It'll be Van Halen's first album with David Lee Roth since 1984, the album which came out in, trivia question?
1984?
Let's let the easy ones
go. Could have been a trick question, but it wasn't.
So is it Wolfie, Alex and Eddie, right? I mean, Michael Anthony's dead to them.
The rest of the lineup is not stated.
I hear rumors it's the original band.
Really?
Yeah.
They released some studio tracks in 1996 on their Best Of disc, but this will be a big deal for, you know, people who like Van Halen, including a whole new generation of people like Aaron, our guitar player.
Disciples.
Eddie Van Halen is idolized by generations of guitarists.
And he should be. He's an innovator.
You get a new Black Sabbath record and a new Van Halen record with the original members produced big time in the same year. That'd kind of rejuvenate the whole format.
I would invest in the black t-shirt industry. Is way to do
so. Coming back, black is the new black? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, we got a couple of women who sleep with teddy bears if you want to talk to them.
I definitely do. Sarah, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Survey says that 10% of people sleep with teddy bears. Didn't say how many would admit it on the radio, but I'm glad you're here. Is it a teddy bear you had as a kid?
Yeah, my grandfather gave me a teddy bear.
Nice. Oh. Is the bear with you now? Could you hand him the phone? I want to talk to him.
No, he's not.
How old?
If you guys screw this up for me, I'll come down there and kill you all.
How old were you when he gave you the bear?
You know, I was so young, I don't remember. I think it was when I was born.
And you've still got that original bear.
Yes, and he's still in very good shape.
What happens? Have you ever had a night you couldn't find the teddy bear?
No, he always sits on my bed. All the other, I have some other stuffed animals that are on my bed too, but and they come off the bed. So the only one that's on the bed is that teddy bear, and I sleep with him.
Lifetime.
What's that?
For your lifetime.
I don't think for my lifetime. It's been, I started actually sleeping with him again, probably within the past 2 years.
Oh, okay. So he went away for a while, and a couple of years ago, you pulled out this bear, and you said, I want to sleep with that bear again.
Well, he's always been on my bed. It's just, like, I started incorporating him in my sleep pattern.
Is it a tribute to your grandpa, or is there something missing in the bed these days?
No, I think it does make me feel like it's very sentimental considering the fact that my grandpa gave it to me, and my grandpa died when I was 13, and I was, I loved my grandfather tremendously. So
that's very, very sweet, Sarah. Thank you very much.
I was wondering if she's
married.
Have
three girls.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Three bears.
I'm wondering how
I don't want to get to all three bears. I'm not trying to rush.
But I know where Joe's going. I'd like to know, too, if Sarah had a husband or partner.
I gave her the opportunity to say, but, I don't want to.
Silence spoke volumes.
Sometimes it's better not to know. Michelle, hello.
Hi. I sleep with I have a stuffed bear that I've had since the day I was born.
Since the day you were born.
Still.
Wow. Describe the bear for me, if you would.
It's just a white polar bear. A little small polar bear with a pink nose and black eyes.
Are there any markings on the bear from many years of being in your bed?
He's pretty dingy.
Yeah.
Because I sleep with him and I wash him, so after 27 years. So.
Right. So he's been worn out a little bit by the washing machine.
Yeah.
How often do you wash the bear?
I usually wash it probably about once a month, just because I do sleep with it on a nightly basis. So
that's it. That's good. Once a month is pretty good. Michelle, do you think of the bear as having some kind of soul? And when I say that, I mean it represents something to you, obviously. But does it have a name? And does it? Do you ever talk to it?
Well, I call him Mr. Polar Bear.
I knew it.
Mr. Polar Bear.
Very formal.
Yes.
It's the top
hat. No, I don't think it has a soul. It's just comfortable, and I don't know why. I just always sleep with it. It's always on my bed.
Do you have a Mr. Polar Bear?
Yes.
A real Mr. Polar Bear?
Yes. He sometimes tries to steal my polar bear, and I have to steal it back.
Does the bear sleep in between you guys, or is there a set spot for him?
Well, he's perfectly fluffy to make it where my neck doesn't hurt, so he goes just right underneath my head.
Cool.
Do you make him face the wall?
I was going to ask the same question. Go ahead.
Avert your eyes, Mr. Polar Bear. It's happy time.
He ends up back behind the headboard sometimes.
Yeah, you don't want to. So you don't think there's a soul in the polar bear, but you don't want him to watch. I got it. I'm the same way. All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. Jeff and Kent, first guy with a bear. Jeff, the question was, if anyone wants to get in on it, do you sleep with a teddy bear? 877-901-0957. Jeff, you're a guy.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm guessing you're a guy.
Yes, I'm a guy. I'm Jeff.
And you sleep with a teddy bear?
Well, the whole fact of the matter is, you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. Anyway.
Thank you. You could spend more time on that if you want.
Let's go back to that first point you made.
I've lived in my house for 10 years. And I've got a ghost in my attic, and I'm not lying. I had to move into a different bedroom just recently, within the last couple months, and the ghost doesn't go in there. And the teddy bear, actually, my dad passed away 2006, and my certain shirts that he would wear, my mom and family, we made these teddy bears out of them. So I just keep them next to me to keep me soothed.
It's a memory of your father.
What's that?
It's a memory of your father?
No, well, it keeps me soothed, but the ghost freaked me out.
Okay, we'll get to the ghost in a second.
Yeah.
The bear is made out of your dad's old clothes?
Just shirts, certain shirts that he wore.
Sure, of course.
That's cool.
I wasn't suggesting the underwear. In fact, I wasn't even specifying a clothing.
Yeah, Skids the bear.
Oh, no. Not the undies. Duh.
Yeah, yeah. But I said, is that you feel connected to your father, and then you went right back to the ghost. Tell me about the ghost.
The ghost, it's been there almost ever since. I mean, it's up in the attic, and it got so bad within the last year, and people I've talked to, I've had people come out paranormal. they came there and brought their old the gadgets and everything up there. And I tell you, whoever comes over and stays the night, it's not there. And sure as heck, the next night
is back. I mean, when the Ghostbuster apparatus leaves.
How do you mean it's there? What is it, how does it present itself?
It's up in the attic, and it's not an animal. We've gone past that. There's no way you can get up there. It makes loud noise, like snap and crack. You can kind of hear it coming in through the living room, and it only does it there. But it's mostly in my bedroom, and it's right above my bed. So I'm going, this is freaking crazy. So I switch my bed to the other side of the room, and sure as heck, the next night, boom, it's right there. And it's usually like past 3 a.m., but, I mean, sometimes it would come 11 o'clock and would go all night.
It's amazing. You're so the bear is so non-human, and this noise is human or ghost-like. Have you seen a ghost, or are you hearing noises?
It's the noises.
Just noises.
It's not the expansion, contraction of the joist and that. It's not that. I've had...
I realize you've eliminated a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, you sound real serious. How old is this house?
It's probably just 70. I think it's like 75. It's, and I've lived, I'm buying houses, remodeling, fixing, selling. This is my fourth house, and the house I grew up in and every other house I've been in has never, ever...
had a ghost.
Not a ghost, Joe. A ghost. Have you ever called it a ghost?
No, but it actually... Check this out. One time, I'm sleeping. I'm laying on my side, and all of a sudden, the noise is there, and I can't sleep. All of a sudden, something touches my hand. I'm going, oh man, I didn't want to open my eyes. God, I didn't know what the heck was going on. Then my cell phone rings, and I'm going, oh, I'm not getting up to look to answer this. And it was 3:02 in the morning. Which is the witching hours, and I checked it the next morning, and I let a bunch of people else listen, and it was just white noise on my cell phone.
Area code 666.
All right. I'm not a 666 guy.
Okay. Jeff, they're all making fun of you, Jeff, but I'm with you, buddy. I believe in this kind of stuff, and I'm with you.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know,
because Jody over here, I mean, I can't believe you're not.
And Pedro's playing sound effects. So,
I know, I hear him.
Yeah, you heard it. All right.
Okie dokie, quack, quack.
Jeff, you say you've actually had a Ghostbuster, a real Ghostbuster.
Yes.
Where are they in the, what do they advertise in? The Yellow Pages, the Stranger?
No, it's just friends of the family. It just happened to be.
Go with a Ghostbuster that's connected to your family.
My cousin came big time into it, and she came over. And my buddy who moved in with me, originally when he moved in the house, he came over. I mean, and like I said, whoever spent the night, it's not there.
All right. May I recommend a Ghostbuster to you?
Who's that? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Who's that?
All right. A good psychiatrist.
I tell you.
Or you could just have one of your cousins come over.
No. Go get some counseling about this and see... see how you're handling it, because I'll tell you, I would have done the opposite. When I was a kid, I was afraid of this stuff.
Yeah.
I was afraid of noises and things moving in the night and all of that, and all kids are like that. I think all kids are like maybe just some kids are. Were you like that?
Well, I was petrified of things like that. I had a cousin that had a man painted on his wall. It was the Keep On Trucking guy.
Right. Sure.
And my cousin told me, if you aren't in bed by 10 o'clock, that guy comes down off the wall and starts eating little boys. And I was afraid to death of that. I mean, I've always, and I believe you, Jeff. I believe there's probably something there. But you switched rooms and everything's fine.
Well, yeah, I switched rooms, and I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, I still because where the room I moved into is my TV room, so I bought a new TV and I put everything back in the living room, and I'm sitting in the living room. I still hear it. I mean, but I'm
okay. Let me get back to the psychiatrist part because I have to move on. Here's the thing. Here's what it's telling to me about your experience. When you grow up. And you hear these noises, you walk towards the noise and you investigate it, and you stand there and go, all right, what's going on here? And if you are asleep and you feel something on your hand, you open your eyes and you realize you were semi in a half dream state and there was nothing on your hand. So, but I'm not qualified to.
So you're
lead,
saying
lead you in that direction. Plus, I want to read about you in the newspaper.
Confront
the next
that ghost is what you're saying.
Ghost. Yeah. How come you don't confront the ghost?
What's that?
How come you don't?
How come you don't confront the ghost? I keep knocking.
What? I don't know.
All right. Would you do me a favor? Because I got to run.
Yeah.
Jeff, would you go talk to the ghost tonight? It hasn't hurt you.
And get tough with him.
Oh, I know. No, they're not. It's not evil. I already know that.
All right. Will you call us back tomorrow after you speak to the ghost?
Yeah. I mean, you actually have to talk to it. I mean, yeah. I bless the house in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
No, don't bless him. Damn him. Say, get the hell out of my house. This is my house.
I don't want to get religious about that.
I mean, you got to get tough with this guy. You got to make
it unpleasant.
Now I'm a
Catholic and I'm freaking out about the whole possessed thing. Hang on a second. Some people believe in this stuff, really believe in
some
it.
Some people in this room believe in it.
100%.
We have one last person who thinks that was a weird veer off the teddy bear topic, but we have one last person who thinks she may be sleeping with a teddy bear. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Good, Renee. How are you?
I'm good. So would you consider Ken a bear?
Ken, the Ken doll?
Ken Kettler.
Ken Kettler from Tulalip Casino.
That's it.
Is this Ken's wife, Renee?
Yes, it is.
Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Ken's quite
Renee
a
Renee tells
quite a bear.
The funniest dirty jokes of any wife I've ever met.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, she's fantastic.
Let her rip, Renee.
You could start our next segment right
no,
now.
No, she can't tell them here. Let
me oh,
tell
really?
Them. So, Renee, Ken is a bear, isn't he?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. Does he count as a teddy bear?
I kind of go with the girl with the polar bear thing.
Ah. Now, do you have stuffed animals?
No.
No, you don't. Okay. Did that seem weird to you?
I've got three kids.
Right.
So I guess I do have stuffed animals.
All right, Renee. Hey, how was the wine tasting this weekend?
I was just going to say, we missed seeing you there. It was absolutely incredible.
Eric went because he drinks a lot more wine.
He freaked out.
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. It really is my favorite wine event of the entire year. And
was
it was my first
dinner Friday night?
No, I couldn't get away from AJ, my 2.5-year-old son, for that long. We did our first night away from him since we've had him. So it was a big deal.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah, I can tell you more about that after the break if you want.
All right, Renee, thanks. And work up some new jokes for the next time we're up there.
Oh, you bet. I will. I'll work on it. Nice talking to you.
Take care. She's funny. It's half past
that.
9. Huh?
I'm getting that.
Yeah. Half past 9, still to come on the show. All right. We got Van Halen. What is the number one life-changing travel destination in the world? According to all surveys, if you go to this place, it will change you. I think Eric would agree. I have not been there yet, but I've been close. From Lonely Planet, that make the travel guides of the world,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The destination you should go to life change you.
The greatest hits of all time. Rock.
Greatest hits of all time.
95.7. Oldies 95.7 is giving you the chance to win $1,000 three times a day. Listen weekdays for the cue to call. When you hear it, be the 20th nationwide caller at 877-565-WINS and you'll be $1,000 richer. From Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of all time, 95.7.
Other parts of the world, beachgoers actually remove articles of clothing upon arrival. How absurd is that?
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 38. Goosebumped Beach Bum.
It takes an optimist to brave Northwest beaches. Someone who realizes it's more efficient to make a castle when the sand is rain-soaked and clumpy. Someone who finds it easier to breathe in the sweet sea air when it's being pushed by gale-force winds. Someone who doesn't mind the 4.5 hours of showers, drizzle, fog, and near-freezing conditions if it means 5 minutes of pure, unadulterated sun. Goosebumped Beach Bum, you're one of us. And you deserve a better kind of insurance company. A Northwest company that'll never leave you out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local Pemco agent, or visit Pemco.com. Pemco, we're a lot like you. A little different. Pemco Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Come see Winona live at Snoqualmie Casino November 17th.
It's almost here, a meal you look forward to all year long, Thanksgiving dinner. For such a special occasion, you want to use the best possible ingredients, and that goes double for your turkey. So where can you find the best selection of turkeys in town? Easy, your neighborhood Fred Meyer. Freddy's has the right turkey for your family, whether you prefer fresh or frozen, big or small, and you'll find a great selection of natural and organic turkeys too. Of course, we're pretty proud of our butter-basted private selection turkeys, but you'll also find Foster Farms, Butterball, even Tofurkey. So plan on about 3/4 of a pound per person for generous portions and leftovers. Then head to Fred Meyer to pick out your Thanksgiving turkey. Because you deserve fresh. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
Want someone else to do the cooking this year? Pick up a fully prepared Thanksgiving feast featuring private selection turkey, ham, or prime rib from the F.G. Meyer Fresh Deli. Just eat and serve. They do all the work, and you get all the credit. What's on your list today?
Today is going to be a good day, Seattle. Hi, this is Sue Anderson, General Manager for CenturyLink. Here at CenturyLink, we're ready. Ready to give you consistently fast broadband that's just $19.95 a month for speeds up to 12 megs when bundled with Home Fum Unlimited. And with a 5-year price lock without a contract guaranteed, it may just be a great day. Visit one of our retail stores or visit CenturyLink.com for more information. We're ready to give you the personal attention and service you deserve.
Offer not available in all areas. New residential customers only. Restrictions apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
When it comes to the holidays, meals take on a whole new importance. It's a time when families gather to share traditions and make new memories. And whether you have cherished recipes handed down from generation to generation, or you're looking for new ideas, your neighborhood QFC has all the premium ingredients to prepare a truly special meal. Of course, it all starts with the centerpiece, a golden brown roasted turkey. Pick yours up at QFC and avoid the rush, especially since all turkeys 16 pounds and up are on sale for just 39 cents a pound when you spend at least $25. You'll also save on your weekly groceries, like fresh asparagus. Right now, it's just $1.98 a pound. And don't miss an outstanding buy on 2-pound blocks of Tillamook medium cheddar cheese, just $4.99 each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Protect yourself and your family with a flu shot from QFC. It's just $25 and there's no appointment necessary. See your QFC pharmacist today for details.
Chrysler Town & Country is the highest ranked minivan in initial quality by J.D. Power & Associates and has over 40 safety and security features standard. Dodge Grand Caravan with industry-exclusive Super Stow&Go is the most affordable and best-selling minivan in America. Two bestsellers with something for everyone, which, last time we checked, includes you. Now, during the Big Finish event, take advantage of 0% APR financing for 60 months on 2011 Chrysler and Dodge minivans. For J.D. Power and Associates award info, visit jdpower.com. Dodge Grand Caravan 1984 to 2010 sales. Chrysler Town & Country 2010 total sales. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month per $1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed through Ally. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends November 30th, 2011. Dodge and Chrysler are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
From DIP in Madagascar, this is Hello, Hello Foodie, a DIP quiz show sponsored by Sabra Hummus Dips. I'm Bill Brooks, and here's your host, Paul Chase.
Thank you, thank you. Let's get going. Hi, you're on Hello, Hello Foodie.
Hi, this is Lori Butler, and I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you.
Bill here will read you a food-themed limerick, and if you complete it, you win. Here's your limerick.
With this dip, your holidays won't be blah, because it's smooth and delicious, hoorah. Enjoy roasted pine nut flavor. Roasted garlic, if you favor. Try all styles of hummus by
Sabra.
Right, Sabra. Now answer the bonus question and you win a special prize from our sponsor, Sabra Hummus.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Lori, what dips are you going to serve this holiday season?
Sabra hummus.
Wow, you're deliciously good.
Is every answer Sabra?
Thanks, Lori. Bill, tell her what she's won.
Your prize is dipping into a variety of smooth, delicious Sabra hummus flavors located in your grocer's refrigerated section. And this tagline, Sabra hummus, adventure awaits.
All right, peer group, let's talk Christmas. Julie?
I'm so excited. This year, I'm shopping for all my Christmas party decor at Pier 1 because I just want to do something unexpected. Something that says I'm not just plain eggnog, but that I've gone a little nutmeg.
This Christmas, entertain in style.
Find what speaks to you at Pier 1 Imports. And right now, save up to 25% on select decor and party wear.
The Epson Workforce Pro Small Business Printer is the fastest two-sided inkjet printer in the world. When we say it's fast, it's cheetah fast. Actually, we mean it's a cheetah with a rocket booster strapped to its back fast. The Epson Workforce Pro. Run your business at full speed for less. Save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Epson. Built to perform.
Find great deals on an Epson Workforce Pro at Amazon.com, Office Depot, Staples, and Epson.com.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we still do have some congestion northbound I-5 from the Michigan curve up past I-90 towards the Convention Center. Northbound 405 also still pretty slow from Talbot into Newcastle. And eastbound I-90, you're also going to see some congestion just across Mercer Island. Traffic is brought to you by your Seattle Target. Now with fresh groceries from bananas to broccoli, you can cross off more on your list in one Target trip. Check out all the fresh possibilities today at Target. Expect more, pay less. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, we'll tell you the number one life-changing destination in the world.
Bob Rivers. In the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day on 95.7.
Jody's band of the day. Wait a minute, I know this guy. Have I heard him before?
I don't know.
Haven't we heard this guy before?
I have not heard that, but I would like to hear more.
That is Brent Amaker and the Rodeo, and they are no joke. That is a cowboy band. They wear hats. They got the whole getup. They tour mercilessly. They had this big tour for their last record where they had like burlesque girls on stage and fire in action. It's brimstone.
Brent Amaker. He's on the phone. Brent, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's going great.
Oh, God.
Hold on while I fire up another Marlboro and eat some steak. Steak. It's what's for before breakfast.
Wow, you got the Johnny Cash voice going. And that's not fair to say because plenty of baritones out there, but you're a cowboy.
Yeah. This is the way I talk. How you guys doing this morning?
Very good, sir. That's a great band.
Well, thanks. We're proud of it. I've got five kick-ass cowboys in the project and really great players. And thanks for giving us a spin. It's fantastic.
We'll do more than that. If you ever want to come in, we'll let you play a live song on the air.
Oh, yeah. We're all about that stuff.
Got to leave your boots outside, though, because the carpet here is...
And your horses. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
We'll leave the horses, but not the boots.
Where are you from, Brent?
I'm originally from Oklahoma City, grew up there, and I've been in Seattle for about 15 years now.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of farms in Seattle City proper.
Yeah, we're not your average cowboys either. We do a lot of touring. We play music. We wear these matching cowboy outfits. We're more of a Western act than anything, kind of Western cinematic style music.
Neat stuff. Do you do any Justin Bieber?
We're thinking about a Justin Bieber.
Yeah, just throwing an octave down. It would be kind of weird to hear. It's great stuff, Brent. I love cowboy music. I go up to Winthrop once in a while, and they have some authentic cowboy bands. Is Johnny Cash the Elvis of the genre, would you say?
Well, you know, Johnny Cash, when he was happening, they didn't really even consider him country music. He was a pop artist.
Wow.
And, I think it was only in retrospect that people, the country music scene kind of grabbed onto him. But, I dig Johnny Cash. I, you know, we're we're definitely, I think the only reason sometimes that comes up is the, like you say, the register of my voice, because we're kind of doing something different than that. But he's the man. I mean, you can't deny that.
Is that an original song we just heard?
Yeah, that's really, we have a few records out, and that's on our most recent record. And we've only done one cover song ever, and that was Pocket Calculator by Kraftwerk. So
I want to hear your band again. Here's Brent Amaker and the Rodeo.
Crystal ware, little hunts with bouffant hair. Better stick to the plan. Bring the country to a faraway land. Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Brent, please tell me that after your cowboy show, you don't like wear Birkenstocks and recycle and do all sorts of.
No, in fact, if you catch us on the road, the only thing we bring on the road with us is some clean underwear and t-shirts and socks. We're in full uniform 24/7. So we get on the airplane, we live it, and it's.
Does somebody in your band play a? Somebody in your band play a whip, I hope, at some point during the show.
No, it's a good idea, though. I think we need to add the whip. I think.
Now, are you guys gigging around here? Because I'm sold. I got to see this.
Oh, Joe, you'd love it.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
It's a lot of fun. And if you watch TV, we've got a song in the season finale of Weeds this year.
Oh, cool.
He's too big to gig near you.
So you're not playing a show in Seattle anytime soon?
We will probably after the first of the year. We're recording right now. I just recorded a new Christmas song that comes out on December 5th, and we're in the studio doing our next record. So no shows until after the first of the year.
Ah, what's your Christmas song?
That's called A Very Brent Amaker Christmas.
Of course. Why not? All right. Well, when you want to leak a copy to us, okay?
Yeah. It'll be real soon. In the next couple of weeks, we'll get it over to you.
So try to do it before January.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, it's kind of worthless.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to come in and play that Christmas song live in the room here, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that we have the Christmas song ready to go live, but I'd love to get it into you, and if you want us to do something else, we can do that.
Yeah, it'll be good. All right, Brent Amaker, it's best to get you in when you have a gig coming up in Seattle, because that way it's worth your time. Otherwise, cowboys don't like to get up in the morning.
No, they don't.
Put on the uniform and everything.
Yeah. Brent, thank you very much. Really. Hold on. Wow, he's cool.
Yeah, you guys would like that show, too.
All right. We have a Courtney Love story today. I do want to check with you if there's any breaking news first. What's the anything that you're dying to get in today? Because we're almost out of time.
I am kind of dying to get this one story. In the first ever trial using human embryonic stem cells to treat paralysis has been halted due to high costs. Unfortunately, they were really looking forward to this. A California-based biotech firm, they bypassed federal funding to get the pioneering but controversial trial off the ground. The study was going to include 10 people. It was going to be embryonic stem cell therapy on humans, and everyone was super excited about it. And unfortunately, they don't have the money to do it. And furthermore, they're cutting about 50 lab jobs. So they lost everything trying to gear up for this thing.
The other day on the evening news, and we didn't do the story. I don't know if it was a long-lasting story or not. Stem cells were used to treat a heart attack victim who had the worst kind of heart disease.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
But they didn't use embryonic stem cells. What they did is they went into his heart and harvested some heart stem cells, at least if I understand the study right, and then they put him in like a Petri dish. And they grew lots of heart stem cells, and then they shot a tube back in, and they injected them right next to the scar tissue. This guy had lost like 60% of his energy because his heart was, irreparably damaged, and he got 50% of what he'd lost back, and immediately felt great, and is back to jogging, and he's still kind of a chubby dude, but he's happy.
From his own stem cells.
From his own stem cells. It looked like they harvested his. And all I could think of when I saw this story was, damn, that's expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, hey, good news. We can cure heart disease. Bad news. It's going to triple the national debt. So only the richest people get it.
Well, you got to imagine that they start doing it and then they figure out how to make it cheaper. But if you never start doing it.
Welcome to Walmart. May I treat your heart disease? Yes. Pull up to the second window. We'll extend the tube.
And one final note that that's really a story for Joe, because you're going to find this interesting. Years of debate, months of suspense, and last night the Bellevue City Council unanimously approved an agreement with Sound Transit for a light rail route that tunnels through downtown Bellevue.
The news brought to you by West Seattle Coins, the number one life-changing travel destination, and the Courtney Love story. If you want to change your life, according to a new survey by Lonely Planet, you want to go to India. Is that because you'll have a Buddha Zen kind of experience?
India is in your face. There are so many things going on. Every sense is assaulted because there's so many people, so many unusual smells and sights. You never know what's around the corner. So, yeah, you can have that, or you can go to an ashram and meditate, silent meditation for a month if you want.
Do a trek. Number two came in at Cambodia, which you have also been doing.
Yeah, spent a month in Cambodia. The people there are just happy to have you there because they almost got wiped out.
Makes you wonder what kind of a guy Eric would be if his life hadn't been changed so much.
Yeah, here.
You know,
he'd be a jerk.
He'd probably be a real jerk.
Yeah.
He'd come in and he'd like not give a crap about anybody. And he wouldn't have time for you. He wouldn't remember your name, that kind of thing.
I like India's slogan, too. India, it's in your face. That's a camp. That's a travel slogan right there.
That's a hard one, that slogan, compared to what happens in India stays in it. Whatever. Australia came in third. Thailand came in fourth. And New York City.
As a country?
Well, as a life-changing travel destination came in fifth.
By the way, the worst one, this one.
I hate people from Pennsylvania.
And I've never even been there. I should go. It'd probably change my life.
Thank you for that clip taken completely out of context from earlier in the show. Courtney Love is very upset. Courtney Love does not appreciate something that her fans are doing, and she just had a meltdown in Brazil. During the meltdown, Courtney stripped off her shirt. She was totally topless. That's no big deal. She bashed the Foo Fighter. But how old is Courtney now?
47.
Is she going to go all Kathy Bates on us and still want to be naked? I don't know.
No?
Nope.
No. Not that there's anything wrong with that, obviously, but she bashed the Foo Fighters and specifically Dave Grohl. Here's something you haven't heard before. Courtney freaked out when she noticed a fan holding up a picture of Kurt Cobain. I guess some fans go to her shows and hold up Kurt. Now, they may even be trying to do it as a we love you and we feel for you that you lost your husband. I don't know. I don't think they're trying to tick her off, but boy, was she ticked off. She said, quote, dink-a-dink-dink-dink-a-dink-dink-dink-dink-dink-dink-dink. No, don't play
that. Wow, how dare she?
No, it's like a rap record. All you need to hear
is... Oh, no, trust me, trust me. You got
to
play this.
Pedro worked hard to clean this up for you.
Jesus.
People want
I just said Jesus. I don't even like saying that.
Praise him.
Go ahead.
You know, I don't need to see a picture of Kurt, asshole. And I'm going to have you removed if you keep throwing that up. I'm not Kurt. I have to live with this ghost and his kid every day. Throwing that up is stupid and rude. And I'm going to beat the...
All right, that's enough.
Wow. Coming from her mouth, though, it's...
And I'm sorry I even put her in the same sentence with Kathy Bates, who's a wonderful artist, who was very comfortable getting in a hot tub at this age.
Sure.
And it was a great movie. Yes. But anyway, she stormed off the stage and the rest of her band followed, but she returned 1 minute later. And the crowd was chanting an anti-Foo Fighters slur. And that brought her back out on stage. What has she got against the Foo Fighters?
Dave Grohl.
And the suit she lost.
She'll tell you the next quote.
When Courtney came back on stage, she took another shot at Dave, saying, I don't care what you listen to at home, but if a guy takes money off my kid's table, blankety, 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 blank, blank. So Dave Grohl, well, wait a minute.
Being one-third of Nirvana, he had the audacity to want one-third of the money.
Hey.
That's, remember her whole, you guys were nothing but a backup band. Kurt was the only talent in the band. Lawsuit.
So she believes she had deserved all the money.
All the money was hers.
You know,
her kids, you know, taking food out of her kid's mouth.
Table. I think it was off my drug dealer's table, but I don't know. What do I know? That's Courtney Love.
In the end, it's not even fair to call Dave Grohl talentless because the Foo Fighters are probably going to be bigger than Nirvana
in the
after
long
all
run?
This in the long
Absolutely
run.
Absolutely, they are. And finally, a slight Starbucks scandal, if you will. Starbucks bags hidden fee on beans. They were fined in Massachusetts. And Starbucks says it has stopped charging a $1.50 fee for customers buying less than a pound of coffee in its stores. Now, I recently bought less than a pound of coffee. I bought a half a pound of coffee. And they said, we can do coffee for you in any amount. And I have no idea if I was charged an extra buck and a half. Well, but that was their policy.
Yeah, it sounds like you were. They didn't say that was their policy, but they just would tag it on. If you buy less than a pound, it's a $1.50 handling fee. If say it's $12 a pound for coffee, it's not $6 for a half pound, it's $7.50 for a half pound.
That's actually reasonable, but you have to post
it. You got to disclose that, yeah.
It doesn't seem like a big deal to me, but Starbucks is now, they have bean on their face. Starbucks spokesperson Alan Hillowitz said the fee was charged for the additional labor and packaging it takes to divide their larger size bags. He also pointed out that smaller sizes of many products have higher per unit costs. In fact, every product. That's why we go to Costco, right?
Right. Right. But you got to say that. If bananas are 69 cents a pound at the store, half of, you know, pound of bananas is going to be half that.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah. They weren't saying what a half a pound costs.
Right. They've got the price there for a pound of coffee, and you figure you can get 10 pounds or a pound or a half pound.
And before I go, Pedro, unbeknownst to me, came in and sitting next to the eggs that I brought in, and my wife said, give some staff members some eggs.
Luciana, actually. She was the one that did.
Luciana took a picture of a list that was sitting next to the eggs, and those guys posted it on Facebook without my knowledge. And it's a list of names, and all the names are crossed off. Except for one. Yeah. Except for Spike. Listeners were asked to guess why this list existed without being told that it was next to the eggs. What did the listeners say?
That everybody's going to get fired except Spike.
Okay, number
that
one.
Nobody's going to get present except Spike.
Right.
That Bobby's mad at everybody except Spike.
It's usually the other way around, but go ahead.
That's it. That's 40, 50 comments. Okay. I need to read them all.
What this is we have chickens. And when we have extra eggs, we bring them in and share them.
Oh, these are people you trust to be alone with your chickens. Everybody accepts.
Friends and family. Well, no, you're next up on the list to offer you eggs.
I'm glad to hear it.
So ironically,
I came in this morning and I said, who needs eggs? Who hasn't gotten eggs yet? And Spike says, it's been a while.
Yeah, you bet I had. Those are phenomenal.
Lisa, however, keeps track of everything.
That's ironically, awesome. She has a pecking order for her eggs.
She is like Santa. Only keeps better lists. Checks them at least three or four times.
You did not.
I've been naughty.
All right, so you've got some eggs this morning.
Awesome!
9:55. That's going to do it for us today. This week on the show, Elijah Wood will be on tomorrow at what time? 8:45. Tune in for Frodo.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
On 95.7.
Text us at 52309.
December 17th, one night only. The Emerald Queen Casino welcomes Queensryche. The Queensryche 30th Anniversary Tour. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. Exit 135 in Tacoma. From the early years to the latest release. Welcome home, Queensryche, December 17th at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Introducing OnStar FMV, for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar, for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis, my subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
When carolers sing familiar songs, home is where the heart belongs. And so your family gathers round to get the gifts from Kohl's you found. Fur trim jackets, diamond earrings, a VW Beetle with Barbie steering, a KitchenAid mixer for your favorite baker, a Keurig Platinum coffee maker. So while Kohl's may be your favorite store, it's clear this year it means much more.
Come to Kohl's two-day sale Tuesday and Wednesday for 50% off gift specials store-wide. With the perfect gifts at the perfect prices, you'll love to give and be happy to save. Kohl's, expect great things.
BobRivers.com is hosted by AdHost Data Centers. They support applications like WordPress, Joomla, and Drupal instantly.
Hi, this is Bob Rivers, and if you know me well, you know that for years I listened to music loudly. I blasted it. And like Pete Townsend, I also have some hearing loss. I would tell you very little, and I can hear you most of the time, but I'm actually straining to understand the words, especially in a restaurant. And for some reason, I have trouble hearing women's voices, especially my wife. I can't understand her gibberish. Well, I can now, because I got a cool, new, state-of-the-art hearing device from Highline Hearing Professionals. You don't have to be old to need a hearing device. You wouldn't delay getting eyeglasses. You wouldn't delay going to the dentist. I gotta tell you, things have changed. And you need to go to Highline Hearing Professionals to find out about it. They're in Burien on 148th near Ace Hardware and Bartels. Visit them online today. Go to HighlineHearing.com. The test is free, no obligation. Get your hearing checked. And especially if your wife is telling you you can't hear, prove it.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Son, we need to talk.
Okay, Dad.
You see, there comes a time in a young... What do you know about protection?
Dad!
Hear me out. Now, without protection, bad things can happen to your body, son. Here, try this. It's the new Gonzo jacket from the North Face. It's constructed with high vent technology. You'll stay warm, dry, and protected, no matter the weather.
Huh. Thanks.
Yeah, good talk, son.
Yeah.
Shop the North Face Action Sports Collection at Evo at 122 Northwest 36th Street in Seattle.
Toyota owners, now through November 30th, buy three tires perfectly matched to your Toyota at our regular low price and get the fourth for only $1.
Installation excluded. Visit your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Peer group, I have a confession. The gifts at Pier 1 are so amazing. I rigged my office gift exchange, so I draw my own name.
This Christmas, find what speaks to you at Pier 1 Imports.
Greetings. I'm Thomas Jefferson. My face is on the nickel.
And I'm Abe Lincoln. I'm on the penny.
As spokespeople for these coins, we want to put in our 2 cents.
6, actually.
Oh, right. And tell you how easy it is to waive the monthly maintenance fee on a U.S. Bank checking account.
It just makes sense.
Well played.
To switch to U.S. Bank and fight for your freedom.
Hear, hear.
Like free U.S. Bank ATM transactions.
Free internet banking.
Free email and text alerts.
And the freedom to receive greater banking discounts and bonuses with a checking package.
High five!
U.S. Bank Easy Checking. Just named Best National Bank Checking by Money Magazine. For more information or to open an account, call 800-720-2265, click usbank.com, or visit any local branch.
Abe, what pray tell is an ATM?
Got me, Tom. What's a text alert?
All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. From Money Magazine, September 2011, copyright 2011, Time Inc. Use under license. Money is a registered trademark.